Hello, everyone, and welcome to Meeting of the Minds podcast. I am Rosalind George, aka Roz, aka Zola Kincaid. I'm coming to you today with episode 3. And before I dive in here, I would like to set the stage and get us thinking. Here's what I find very interesting being a healthcare professional. When you go into the doctor, they ask the patient to complete paperwork to see what ailments are identified in your family history, like history of hypertension, diabetes, cancer, etc., and the list goes on. What I find astounding is if that is a real thing from a medical perspective, why do we not think identifying your family dynamics on every level is not equally important? So that got me to thinking and writing about it. So today I'd like to discuss family dynamics, DNA patterns, and the struggle to have and maintain healthy relationships. Family dynamics and DNA refers to the patterns of interactions among relatives, their roles and relationships, and the various factors that shape their interactions. Once again, let me put this out here now. I am no expert on this subject, but I can share my experiences, what I've discovered on my 30 plus years of healing work, the wisdom I have gained, and what I absolutely stand flat-footed on through God's revelation, the countless confirmation through people, situations, and real-time circumstances. I know firsthand the work that is required to understand who you are fully as a person, and it is a direct relationship with your family dynamics and DNA. I recently read something that said, God can show you things others can't see because you've been through things with him others haven't. And I found that to be a very powerful statement, and it really moved me to want to share a little snippet of my journey and what I discovered about myself through reaching back to understand my DNA and family dynamics. This is why I continue to say, guys, we need each other. We really need each other, because in order to truly understand what you're up against, you're going to have to go back and trace some things in your family history. And peeling back my own layers, you know, has really allowed me to be appreciative of the vicissitudes of life, every single breakdown and harsh lessons that I found. You cannot have the glory without the story. You can't have the joy without the pain, and you will pay for the anointing with your life. What I'd like to point out here is we need to stop attempting to receive the gifts of God without paying for it. Back in 1995, when God told me, in the end, everything that can be exposed will be exposed, and don't act the part, be the part, I never would have imagined what that would entail and what I would experience after I surrendered and said yes to the path that God set before me. It's been the most profound times of my life. I had no real clear direction, and I didn't know what to expect. And all I could do at that point was buckle up for the ride and trust God. Looking back on it, I can truly see that that was my faith walk. I was truly walking in faith at that time of my life. Let me pick up here to 1998. God called me out of New Orleans and I relocated to Dallas. More often than not, God will not share the plan. He will only call you to the demand. And I didn't know or realize at that time that I was actually moving to the next level of my healing journey. I can see that today, but I didn't see that back then. The layers were being pulled back. I was laid out on the palace house floor many Sundays because of what God was revealing to me, and He removed me from any and everything familiar to walk the path alone with Him. Until we are comfortable with walking alone, we probably will not experience that powerful move of God when we are exclusively walking the journey with God alone. That part of my journey was hidden, so it couldn't be manipulated and or tampered with negatively. Plus, it was my own personal walk, and no one was to be privy to that. Away with the notion that God will not separate you from everything and everyone familiar. That is exactly what God will do when you are being prepared for purpose. This is another thing that we don't understand in our families and in our community. We are all not going to go in the same direction. And please, whatever you do, stop forcing people to do it like God did it for you. What's interesting today is I can now see when I was ready to face and address issues, got stronger in my faith and trusted God fully. I moved back home to New Orleans in 2001 to complete the assignment. And let me put a footnote here. I got more than what I bargained for, and it was not all bad. So moving on, in all you're getting, get an understanding. And today this journey has given me an opportunity to go deep inside to see me at many distinct levels, which allow me to have a greater understanding of the human struggle, compassion towards others, and work to understand my own family dynamics and DNA. It was something burning on the inside of me that I needed to know and understand many things I had witnessed and experienced firsthand. I knew that something was terribly wrong and off, and I wasn't going to stop until I understood the root of some of those issues, where and how far back it could be traced, and what I was willing to do to ensure I was prepared to take on whatever it was head on. I was always different, y'all. I always looked at things differently, and I never accepted anything from a surface level, which irritated the people in my life, because in our families, we are quick to label someone as opposed to understanding them and accepting that they may be related but can't relate. What I understand as well is we have it bad in our families and communities. You know, we stifle people and we struggle to become who and what we need to be and can be, which is why some people go on to do one, two, or three things, or all of them, go into a shell and shut down, wow the hell out, or and run for their lives. For me, I did all three. Plus, going back home with a new level of wisdom, I attempted to establish, understand, and see if healing could be possible inside my family. I wanted us to heal so badly and establish healthy relationships. And it was astonishing what I experienced. And I'm sitting here shaking my head, y'all, because what I did get was the fight of my life. And it was not pretty at all. Newsflash, let me be clear here. Just because you are actively seeking to heal and face your truth doesn't mean the people you love are. And this is a tough position for anyone who can see the light and forging ahead to the promise. When you can see freedom, you want everything you love to be free. And that is not always in the plan, unfortunately. one of the greatest lessons I learned here was sometimes people are just not ready to heal. They're not ready to face their truth. And they just don't have the insight or faith to undertake that next step. We have to respect that, and we have to accept that, which was very difficult for me. From the work, I finally understood that I had to get clear with me and mitigate my expectations of my family and friends who were struggling with their own unhealed issues, troubles, and trauma, which is what really set me free on many levels and gave me greater insight into my next steps on my journey. So with all of that being said, I would like to go a little deeper into the journey and share why God pointed me inwardly as opposed to outwardly. See, what I didn't understand at the time was most, if not all, of the issues I was dealing with was a direct connection to my family and my family dynamics and patterns of past generations. See, what I know to be true is we were all taught from a space of the unknown and from lessons that were not completely vetted appropriately. Our ancestors functioned from a space of knowledge and insight that they knew at the time. Our elders operated at their level of understanding, clarity, what was passed down, and familiarity, as we continue to see today. And that was unfortunately all they knew. Therefore, I found that blame is not the best recourse to express the upset we see going on in many families and in vital relationships. What I am truly thankful for is I can see a generation of people actively seeking help, healing, and transforming right before our eyes, and no longer accepting bad behavior, getting clear about their experiences, holding folks accountable, and walking in truth and freedom. Child, let me tell you, when you really walk in this level of freedom, you will not now or ever accept the concept and lie. This is just how we do it. This is just who we are. This is how we have always done it. That dog just not gonna hunt today, and you either want it or you don't, period. Here's my position and what I understand after doing many years of internal work. We experience something, take away how we feel about it, and never really revisit things to get a greater understanding of why and or what we really see and need. We get hung up on the surface of the story of what happened, what we tell ourselves and others, yet never revisit all aspects for a deeper level of truth, understanding, and clarity. The most damaging thing in the world we have taught or have been taught from generation to generation is to never question the elders. And whatever you do, do not ever question God. What's interesting is I have read in scripture that it is okay to approach God boldly so that we may obtain mercy and find grace to help us in times of need. And with what I was experiencing, I had lots and lots and lots of questions, and I needed answers. I cannot effectively explain to you what happens when the veil of truth is lifted. It would take forever. Plus, God takes that in steps, because had He ripped the veil of truth all at once, I would have not been able to handle what I was seeing, witnessing, and experiencing inside the family and in my vital relationships. Also, it is worth mentioning that the most nasty, ugly, derogatory, and absolute vile things were being said and done at the time. What is interesting is it was said to me, it was said about me in the streets, and it was done openly. This is why it's important to know who, what, when, why, and how. And I was learning all of it. We kind of understand and expect harsh treatment from the outside, and we accept that a tad bit differently. But when it comes from the people you love and supposedly love you the most, or should I say, that takes on a vastly different thing in your life, and it is horrible, absolutely horrible. I know today that it was the divine protection over my life that didn't allow all of those things that I was witnessing and experiencing to kill me on every level. But God, a little rise wisdom here, y'all. Be very, very, very mindful of what you say to people and about people when they are going through. And rest assured, ensure the position you take is the position you can live with. Because sometimes, contingent on the amount of damage, your capacity to handle conflict and confrontation, your level of emotional intelligence and maturity will determine the outcome of those very significant relationships. And unfortunately, you may not ever be able to come back from it, and they will be changed forever. As in the words of Dr. Maya Angelou, and for the sake of transparency, this message is true. People will forget what you said. People will forget what you did. But people will never, ever forget how you made them feel. And people like me remember it all. It's a blessing and it's a curse. It wasn't until I forged my own spiritual journey did I understand fully that it is okay to question God. What I experienced was a deeper level of freedom and consciousness in my relationship with the Lord on this path. I stopped being afraid to test its truth, and I had the faith to believe what I was experiencing, even when my environment did not support the awakening. Walking in this level of truth set my life on fire, and my relationships with people started to change. One, I no longer looked at God as a punisher, but as loving, and loved me unconditionally. Even with all my faults, flaws, uncertainties, and contradictions. Two, I was being delivered from the opinions of man. And lastly, I started to accept people for exactly who they showed me they were without making them be to me what was most comfortable. As I grew within, my external capacity and relationships had become more uncomfortable to maintain at the same place and level. And in final, in this season of my life, I had learned lots of family secrets and how they were killing us and our inability to be honest, not just with ourselves, but with others, was a huge reason we could not come together and maintain healthy relationships in our families and abroad. Here's what's interesting to me and what I found true. How you love and function in your foundation of relationships will dictate what that looks like overall. And I made a choice to pursue something different because I saw an experience. Well, it was never going to be right or enough for me. I was already in uncharted waters. And why not continue on? Because I knew firsthand what was back there and what was ahead had to be greater. And I was willing to stay the course to see. There has always been a looming question in my heart that I completely understand today. How can you say you love someone? How can you not tell the truth? How can you treat them poorly? That's an oxymoron. But people can only love you at the level of how they love themselves and the love that was shown to them by the people that matters most. We gotta do the work to heal our families, or we will remain in disconnect, dissension, and dysfunction. My heart hurts for us, and I want to see us whole and healthy, healed and free, but we gotta want it enough to do the work. Trust me, it is not pretty, and I understand how and why most people just accept it for what it is. Just so you know, if we don't do it, it'll be passed down to our children, grandchildren. And the question is, do you really want to see that for the ones you say that you love? It's rhetorical, y'all. I'm not seeking an answer to that. And in my conclusion, a very personal conversation that I had with my mom, she asked, do I think my life turned out better because I had my dad in my life? And I told her, yes, I believe it did turn out differently, not better, just different, because I know both sides of my family dynamics and DNA and the patterns I have had to face. You know, having him in my life, having an authentic relationship with him and him being completely honest with me gave greater insight into what I was up against from his side without question. When she asked me, I was deep into many revelations, identifying patterns in my family on both sides and struggling to understand the many relationship breakdowns I was experiencing at that time. Her question was so powerful, it made me kind of reflect and revisit all of the information I had gathered and was privy to at that time. And I was impacted greatly by what I understood. Let me be clear here. It is best to go to the source of some things and ask the pertinent question as opposed to guessing. Sometimes you get what you need. Other times you will have to sit and wait on it. If you have an anxious spirit, you will suffer. But if you understand the benefits of delayed gratification, you will get everything you need to keep it moving and receive the answers you sought after. Taking a view of my life humbles me, and it makes me equally appreciative of the journey. It hasn't been always pretty, but it has been effective. It's true. Life gives you the test first and the lesson after. And I can walk in complete, absolute certainty that God is not like man, and for whom the Son has set free is free indeed. I am thankful, y'all. And we're going to learn two ways, by wisdom or by woe. And you get to choose. I love you guys. I pray for us. I hope we heal our families. And I will do and continue this journey of healing and transformation to be a better me, to myself, and to every relationship that I have. Thank you for the lessons. Thank you for working with me to become this person, good, bad, or indifferent. I love y'all. Have a good day.